If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2209. Core Conditioning, How to Build a Core of Steel, Part 2, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new or are skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2208. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Core Conditioning, How to Build a Core of Steel, Part 2, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. There is a time and a place for instability. Some exercises, like the bird dog and stir the pot, use instability to place greater emphasis on the core musculature. And physical therapists have been using unstable exercise devices like wobble boards and rocker boards for years to help with the rehabilitation of knee and ankle injuries. But with few exceptions, training with a light weight on an unstable surface isn't going to do a better job of improving your core conditioning than the exact same exercise done with a heavier weight on a stable surface. Core conditioning and spinal rotation. While I'm on the subject of core conditioning, I want to briefly mention the issue of spinal rotation. Probably the most popular spinal rotation exercise is the broom handle twist, which is without a doubt one of the most pointless exercises ever invented. That's not to say there's no need to train the muscles that twist the torso, but there are far better ways to do it than twisting from side to side with a broom handle on your back. Rather than rotation, think resisted rotation. And by resisted rotation, I'm talking about exercises that require you to resist forces trying to pull your torso around to the left or the right. Let's take the single arm dumbbell row as an example. Although this is primarily an exercise to work the muscles in your back, the external obliques, the muscles on the side of your waist, are also involved. That's because they're actively preventing your torso from twisting. The same principle applies with other single arm exercises, such as the overhead dumbbell press. I recently injured my shoulder, which meant I couldn't do any heavy lifting with my left arm. However, because of a phenomenon known as cross education, where training one limb has a small but significant effect on strength in the other, I wanted to carry on training my right side. So I did some heavy single arm pressing using just my right arm. The next day, I could really feel it in the muscles on the left side of my torso. That's because they were working extremely hard just to keep me upright. This is a much more efficient use of your training time rather than doing a bunch of side bends, which also falls into the not a great use of your time in the gym category. The long lever plank shoulder tap is another good example of what I mean. In the starting position, you're resisting spinal extension, meaning resisting that arching of your back, which makes this a particularly effective exercise for working rectus abdominis. Removing one of the contact points, meaning your hand, from the floor, introduces an element of instability, which then requires your body to resist rotation. If you find this exercise too difficult, keep your hands under your shoulders in a push-up position rather than out in front of your body. Exercises that involve resisted rotation are a far better choice than those involving actual rotation, such as the Russian twist or windshield wiper, both of which make me cringe every time I see someone doing them. If you have a history of back injury, or even if you have a healthy, pain-free back and want it to stay that way, I'd highly recommend that you steer clear of any exercise that involves this type of movement. Remember, many of the muscles in the torso can be trained very effectively by preventing movement rather than producing it. You're still training the muscles involved in spinal rotation, but you're doing so in a way that poses less risk to the spine. An exercise doesn't have to involve an actual twist to work the twisting muscles. That doesn't mean you should avoid rotation altogether, but make sure the movement comes from the hip and allow the hip and back to move together at the same time, almost as if they were fused together. Final thoughts. Building a core of steel doesn't need to be complicated, time-consuming, or boring, nor does it require exercising on a Swiss ball, Bosu ball, or any other surface that isn't the floor. In fact, many of the muscles in your core work very hard to prevent spinal movement during exercises like squats, deadlifts, single-arm rows, rollouts, and standing presses. These movements build not just core strength, but whole body strength as well. Someone who can perform a standing overhead press with 3/4 of their body weight and deadlift twice their body weight will have developed a very high level of core strength simply by focusing on getting stronger in both exercises. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Core Conditioning: How to Build a Core of Steel by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Christian, made a very important distinction early on in this episode. Did you catch it? Christian mentioned that in rehabilitation situations, like when someone's recovering from an injury and is receiving prescribed physical therapy, their healthcare provider may have them practice exercises using an unstable surface. This is because, based on the healthcare provider's experiences, training, and published research, this prescribed rehabilitation program is designed to help them heal and restore strength and stability to the injured area as best as possible. Christian's guidance over the past 2 episodes was mainly focused on those that are otherwise healthy and not following a guided rehabilitation program, but instead want to increase their core stability. So, if you're receiving physical therapy and your provider is having you perform exercises on an unstable surface, no need to scoff at that. They are doing it for a very good reason. But if you're otherwise healthy and are training to just be stronger overall, and that includes a core of steel, lift heavy on a stable surface. All right, that's another episode of OHD. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another post and where your optimal life awaits.